Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi there. I'm Lara Marie Shane Halls. Welcome to Lohan Island. A sexy, unique spin-off.
I love Alex.
I love Alex. He is a nice man.
I love him. I think he's great capability.
He is very capable worker. Yes.
We Hello. Need so much water to do this podcast.
I know.
Because talking in Lindsay's accent is
I'm parched.
Trying on the throat.
I am parched.
I'm fully parched.
I'm already parched.
I get cotton mouth talking like that.
We were just imitating Lindsay for the last 7 minutes. And I like blew. I have like polyps.
You like.
Is that what it is? Polyps?
Yeah, whatever Adele had where she like had to cancel her life. That's what happens. Throat polyps. Vocal strain.
Polyps.
Yeah.
I love Alex.
That's Lindsay every day when she wakes up.
She just screams. It starts off like a silent scream every morning, and then it slowly becomes like that, just like deep guttural moan. Yeah.
She, you know, like possessed people have like dual voices.
Yeah, she's like, she goes, I'm Lindsay Lohan. And
previously on I Am Lindsay Lohan, she's a throat singer.
A Mongolian
She's
throat
a Mongolian
singer.
Throat singer.
Yes!
It's right when her alarm goes off.
Beep, 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 beep.
At 2:30 p.m. Yeah. She has to orient herself with where she is.
Open my blinds! Where am I?
She spends 20 minutes doing that.
Panos is just snapping.
Get up out of bed.
Get up out of bed. I don't give a shit.
We don't give a shit. We are done at the club.
We've been open for 4 hours.
Oh, wow. Man. Another day.
Hi again. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that we're doing this with our lives.
I feel like we've, you know, the first two episodes of Lindsay, we were sort of leaving the beach, like on a raft, and mm-hmm. we were like kind of inching farther and farther away from shore.
Yeah, like and on now, Castaway.
Yeah, and now we're fully like in the inlet, and we're starting to drift like way out to sea. We were in the bay.
Yeah.
Calm.
We got past the break. And we had to really, mm-hmm. you know, push the oars.
Yeah.
Make sure that the porta potty was built at the exact wind angle.
Yeah.
Throw up the sail right when the wave crested.
I think the wind gust that blew the porta potty sail was last episode when they pour the drinks on Brent. True. When that happened, we were fully out to sea.
Yeah.
Now we're off. We're like deep. We can't go back now.
We'll never go back.
But that's okay.
We're in it.
We're in it to win it.
Though there is no one.
There's no winning in
there's
this
no
show.
Winning involved.
There's no winning in Lindsay Lohan's
It's
Mykonos.
Not even, there's no winning or losing. There's just being.
There's just being here.
That is my religion.
Yes, that is my religion.
Fuck off.
Either fucking off or you're getting off.
Yeah, fuck off or get fucked.
That's Lindsay's beach club.
Yeah.
Getting fucked or fucking.
I'm really wondering.
And all the kinds of fucking.
Everything in between.
Yeah.
What are those things that are on the Lohan Beach Club wall? That I thought they were succulents, but they seem like just like twigs of some sort. You know those little
yeah.
squares?
I think it's literally they just find sticks on the beach. And like they're like, yeah, fucking put it up on the wall.
Any food that is left over that people have eaten, they just scrape it off into the wall.
Yeah.
And whatever grows out of there
is like a coral reef.
Yeah.
On land.
Because like, do they serve pictures food? Of the, yeah, there's a whole menu.
Oh, you've looked.
Yeah.
We have to do like a whole menu reading.
We need to go there, truly.
Basically, we're trying to just pitch going there.
We're trying to go there. So like, if you want to send us there, email.
Hit us up.
You know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
But like, those in the pictures of the abandoned beach club, those little succulent things remained on the wall.
It's like Annihilation.
Yeah.
When they go to that like weird.
Totally Annihilation.
Like, abandoned pool.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? That like a weird like recreational center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a public swimming pool.
And there's like flower people everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's happening at Lohan Beach Club right now.
Yeah, it's Annihilation, but if all the flower people died and became crusty, like dead flower people.
Crusty stick food.
Yeah. It's Annihilation the sequel.
Yeah.
Lohan Island. Lohan Island also is like Firefest. Like Lindsay Lohan is running like Firefest level scam.
Yeah, that's what when we were watching this together. We were like, because you know we're hot off those two incredible documentaries about Firefest
yeah.
on Hulu and Netflix, which everyone should watch, mm-hmm. but because they give you equally good juice. But it's vaguely everything on this show is vaguely like
it's familiar,
scammy.
Yeah,
it's like
it's not all it. Appears to be.
No, certainly not. And there's like it's hollow. There's like a it's like sort of like Firefest. They were playing music festival and like playing like
they're playing
Mavericks.
Like there's a nightclub.
They're playing beach club.
Yeah.
Like they're like this is just like I mean it's you know obviously they're making money but it just
but like what is it?
Yeah, they're like they do that, right? You know, like they're almost like.
And where does this money go? Also, does Lindsay have a visa to be anywhere that she is?
Yeah, I was thinking about like her work visa. Like you can't
just like do what she's doing without like various visae.
I mean, it's Greece. Sorry.
Does Greece just like pay you to go there at this point?
We love Greece.
I love Greece.
We love
like,
Greece.
Someone recently, or not recently, but a few years ago was like, now I heard like a white person talking and they were like, now's the time really to go to Greece because it's like they're in financial crisis. So like whenever a place is in financial crisis, it's the best time to vacation there.
I hope that person.
They're a VIP ambassador. Yeah. They're the original VIP ambassador.
I hope they have a great time.
I bet they are having a spectacular
I bet that person has a great life.
Probably a great day-to-day existence.
No, but I wonder if it's...
But, like...
Being a celebrity gets you, like, the ability to work around, like, you know, the bureaucratical shit.
Also, like, what... her bank account? What country is her bank account located in?
Dubai.
Does she have multiple bank accounts?
I think she has several. I think she has offshore accounts.
Swiss ones. Yeah. Offshore ones. A Dubaian bank account.
A Dubai bank account.
She has like
that would be very
chic. Bank accounts.
Yeah. She has one. She has, I think, a bank account in every continent.
Yeah.
South America.
South America.
Australia.
Australia, for sure.
Antarctica.
An Antarctican bank account is the look.
Asia.
Does Antarctica even have a bank?
Yeah.
Love that.
The first bank.
Ask Lindsay. She knows. Does she file a tax return in like 20 different countries?
Yeah.
So many questions about the optics.
None of this makes sense to me. And like, you know, Vanderpump Rules is like so easy to understand like how all that works because it takes place in the country that it's set in.
Yeah. Well, it takes place also like down the street from here.
Yeah.
And so it's also like familiar in the sense. And also it's like, okay, you know who these people are and like
right.
where their money is going for the most part. I think now it's a little bit more blurry because I feel like we're getting into the era where people are going to start trying to cheat the IRS.
Well, that's why it all feels like.
Jax Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He's like going to go to jail.
Oh, yeah. There's some like Real Housewife, like, Teresa Giudice, like
one person
coming.
Always tries to cheat the IRS.
Yeah, but this is I am genuinely not. I'm not saying it's not real because it's clearly she's making money. But it's like, what? How does she do it all? Because like a few years ago, wasn't she like broke?
She was broke,
and she like was she just, was admitting that she was like, yeah, I've like I mean she
was broke a few years ago, but she also just paid off like a six-figure tax lien. Like
so she's good.
Months ago.
She's probably making.
Do you think Lindsay goes from like, is she's living the kind of lifestyle where you either have like $100,000 in the bank or zero in the bank?
Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, I read something once and I don't know how true this is, but I read an article that was like how Lindsay Lohan literally went through $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like she, at one point, her highest net worth, I think, was like 30 or 40 million.
I remember.
Which is insane.
She got paid $7 million for a movie, right?
She was. Yeah, she was like on her way to being like by now
she
had kept
to be
going.
Angelina Jolie.
Well,
what if we lived in an alternate universe?
She was Angelina Jolie.
Where Lindsay became Angelina. Like, I mean,
what's Angelina
had her
even
drug.
Doing now?
She's like getting divorced.
But like Lindsay was like on track to being like by now she probably would have had like Jennifer Aniston kind of money.
Oh yeah.
Or Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan would have starred in The Hunger Games. She would have had an Oscar by now. Maybe
a Golden Globe. I don't know if Lindsay...
If you watch Freaky Friday, she was really good in Freaky Friday.
She was good.
But
I think
that argument is actually getting like thinner and thinner because like it was so long ago.
She's fine. She was obviously incredible in The Parent Trap. She was amazing. She was good in...
That's what I was thinking about. But also, she was good in Freaky Friday, too.
She was good. But Jamie Lee was the...
She's the
breakout
star.
She was the real...
Of,
yeah. I mean, she was the
she's
thing.
What you're... She's what you... You go for Lindsay, you stay for Jamie Lee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was fine in... But like Mean Girls, again, you remember...
Rachel
Amanda
McAdams.
Seyfried.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams and...
Lacey Chabert.
And Janice Ian and Damien.
Yeah.
You don't like Katie's cool, but like she's
nothing to write home
about.
She's
just your she's your audience proxy.
Yeah,
she's you. You're
she's
like,
all
God,
of us.
I suck.
Yeah, she's an avatar. You fill in the blank.
She was good in Prairie Home Companion.
I never saw.
She was good. That was with like Lily Tomlin and
Meryl.
She was good in Georgia Rule, which was like the weirdest movie of all time.
It was a really unclear movie.
Strange.
Didn't it also have like very unclear like sexual things happening in it?
Yeah, she's revealed at the end that she was sleeping with her stepfather.
Oh.
Carrie Elwes and Felicity Huffman is her mom, and then like they don't believe her. And then she's like, okay, I was lying. I don't even want to go into it. It's wow, very.
I didn't get that far. I think I've tried to watch Georgia Rule 4 times. It's and like I just can't do it.
It's like vaguely a Mormon propaganda movie.
Love.
That Gary Marshall did, which is strange.
Didn't he also do like Valentine's Day?
Yeah, he did all those fucking movies.
God.
I've seen all of them. I haven't seen Mother's Day, but I saw Valentine's Day and New Year's Day and New Year's Eve in theaters.
I'd be down to watch Mother's Day with you just for Julia's wig. Yeah. I want to dress up as Julia Roberts in Mother's Day for Halloween.
Do it.
Let's move on to Lindsay Lohan's tax shelter on Mykonos Beach.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan's highway tax shelter.
Okay. That was good.
Lindsay introduces her show a different way every episode.
This time she literally just says, previously on... I'm Lindsay Lohan. She doesn't say Lohan Beach Club. Previously on, and she just starts into her monologue that we already know.
Yeah, and then it's just a different... The only thing that's different episode to episode is the outfit she wears in this, like, in her intro thing.
Well, of course, she changes her outfits 5 times an episode.
Yeah, so she literally is, like, walking down the beach in, like, a white dress with, like, random sunglasses on, and then sitting next to Panos, like, on her knees as he snaps at some random in the distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gives you her life story.
Somehow it's already been 6 days.
Yeah, that's a weird passage of time.
They just randomly say day 6 from last week, which was the second. Like, they made it very clear that it was day 2 on episode 2. So now it's day 6.
So days 3, 4, and 5 have all gone by without...
Is that what happens on Lohan Island? Does time just like...
It slows.
Yeah, it's like an annihilation when you're like, oh, we've been asleep for 5 days?
Or it's like in Interstellar where they like land on that planet made of water.
Oh, the waves.
Yeah, and then like they get back to the ship and he's like, you've been gone for 23 years.
Yeah, he has like gray hair and a beard and Anne Hathaway like caresses his cheeks.
Mm-hmm. She's like, wow, I'm still so young.
Yeah, I'm still really young and I have a pixie cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what happens. It's there is no, the time space continuum is very off.
Yeah, it's jarring. May still thinks working for Lindsay is the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Poor May.
What's gonna happen with May?
I don't know. She had one moment.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't. She's like, we are working for Lindsay. So all the drama at home needs to be forgot. And then that's the last time we see her.
Yeah, May is just kind of like hanging around, not serving any purpose whatsoever.
Lindsay has a meeting with them with Panos, and they're all wearing their name tags. I noticed more. Last time, I don't think they were.
I think they were, but you just haven't noticed them. The name tags are always like off kilter, kind of barely hanging on by a thread.
Brent doesn't wear his.
Brent,
because he's not a team player.
No.
I would wear my name tag.
Mentality.
I'd wear a name tag.
Yeah.
He's like one of the, he's like, it's like at a family reunion when everyone's wearing the shirts. He'd be like, I'm not wearing the shirt.
I'm not doing it.
This is gay.
Yeah.
Lindsay said that I got here at 9 a.m. She goes, I got here at 9 a.m. And someone working said, oh, did you sleep here? And I said, no, I'm just on my shit.
I'm just on my shit today. Lindsay's
wide-eyed.
Wired. Her pupils are
black.
Tiny. They've like gone down to nothing. She's literally like tripping acid. At one point she looks at Panos and you can see that she's having visuals. The look that she gives him, you need to pause.
Yeah.
Panos launches into some like tirade and Lindsay's just like terrified for a brief second. Like Panos' face is melted off, leaving just a skeleton head. And Lindsay's, that's like what she's seeing.
She sees like a Technicolor skull head on. She sees the DJ in her true form, which is a skeleton with tits on Panos' head.
And her face is just like, oh my god.
And everyone's like, anyway, so I love how they're all drinking, by the way. They're all drinking like rosé.
Everyone's boozing at this meeting.
Yeah. Jules is like, Panos says something to Jules like, oh no. So first they say that Alesso, the DJ, who I didn't know.
I was like, what's Alesso? I was like, that sounds familiar. Aren't there like kitchen? Isn't there kitchenware that's like Alesso or something? Oh, that's like Alessi.
Maybe
there's like weird like kind of mod kitchenware that I was getting confused with Alesso.
Alesso is apparently a famous DJ.
Yeah.
He's from Sweden, which I Googled. I mean, I'm kind of out of the EDM.
You're not on the scene.
So he's probably really famous, and I'm just like
he's
an
like
old
a
fart.
Vegas type of DJ, okay, that does like that kind of stuff, and probably he plays at like EDC and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, good for him.
Good for
I
him.
He's like really killing it.
He's probably like has $100 million.
Yeah. And like for some reason, he's decided to come to Lohan Beach House for the day.
Well, we also found out that. Side note, later we find out that he's friends with Lindsay's hot younger brother, Michael Lohan Jr.
Yeah, Michael
who is
Jr.
there.
Who's there
shirtless.
Featured in some scenes, like in the background.
Handsome.
Like, handsome. And I think this is the first time we've seen Michael, which leads me to believe that he's come out to Lohan Club or to Mykonos for like a brief vacation,
yeah,
and happened to bring like Alesso with him, or
yeah,
Alesso was coming and asked Michael to come. Basically, Alesso is doing Lindsay a favor and doing the Lohan family at all a favor by like showing up to Lindsay's beach club for 5 minutes,
yeah,
and pretending that like he
they're
likes
friends.
To be there, yeah,
and that like they're but anyway, so Panos is like. He's going to be a huge client, so we need to be on our A game. So he assigns Brent and
Janita,
who he also reams out again.
Yeah,
he's such like, a dick to Janita.
They all hate
it's
Janita.
So weird.
It's
Janita
very
is such a good employee.
Yeah, and she's done like, nothing but everything they asked, which is nothing and everything.
He's like Janita. He's like, you need to step up your game. I can't see any dilly-dallying over there playing with the...
He goes, all I see you do is party.
Party, party, party.
Party, party, party.
And Janina's like, I literally do everything you ask me to do.
And then she goes, okay, so I just want to know, like, what am I supposed to do with Alesso? Like, can you just tell... And then Panos just answers the phone while she's talking and starts speaking a different language.
Yeah. Such a power move.
Yeah, a huge power move.
Panos
is not here to tell you anything that's expected of you.
Yeah. But they have like a weird vendetta against Janita and they're trying to break her. And I think it's because she's the most like rational of anyone and has the most understanding of what's going on.
And she's like the hottest one.
Yeah.
Lindsay's like, she can make us lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're like, if we break her, then she bends to our will. So we just need to continually shit on her until she doesn't ask any more questions.
We just gaslight her into submission.
Yeah. They're like, it's worked so far for Gabby, who's basically a shell of a human being.
I know. Gabby is gone.
Gabby's gone.
The Gabby that we knew who, like, at
from
least...
episode one.
Even if she was annoying, she had some spunk in her.
Yeah. 6 days later, Gabby, like...
hollowed
there's
out.
There's nothing out. There's nothing behind those eyes anymore.
Just pink hair.
Pink hair, just like trudging through the day.
Yeah.
Barely alive. Hanging on by a thread.
She's broken.
The DJ has sucked her soul out of her body.
The DJ, yeah, she drank her soul. And I love when Brent says, oh yeah, Alesso, I know Alesso. Kygo.
He goes...
Kygo, David Guetta.
One of the resident DJs of the Win.
Oh, yeah.
Chainsmokers, David Guetta, Kygo.
I know them all.
Literally, I would rather get fisted than have to go to the Win and see any of those people perform at a nightclub.
My God. That's the tag of our show. I'd rather get fisted than do anything on this fucking show.
Yeah. I would actually rather get fisted than do a ton of things.
I think I would do a lot to avoid watching Kygo and David Guetta perform a sweet, dope set.
At
2 a.m. at the Wind.
Can you imagine?
No.
I feel like I just got arthritis from hearing you like say that to me.
My mouth is so dry.
Like, there's nothing. I would rather get lost in the desert.
I would rather get bludgeoned with the square toe shoes of the guys that are going to see David Guetta at the Wind nightclub.
Yeah.
Bludgeoned in the face than actually watch...
Like Sopranos style.
Yeah.
I'd rather get curb stomped.
Than watch Alesso.
Than watch Alesso perform at the Wind.
Or watch Brent.
One time I was in Vegas, side note, and I went there with like a friend of mine, yeah. and I've never been a fan of Vegas, even from like a young age, even in my 20s when you're like supposed to like it. And I was just always on edge there. It just never made sense to me. And it was nearing like 2 a.m. in the morning and we had gone out to some club and she wanted to go back to the Wynn because like some other friend was there. And I just remember like we're in the cab and I started to have like a Kristen Doty level like freak out about like just being out like and going to the Wynn. And I was just like, I can't go to the Wynn right now. Like I can't do it. Like I just can't do it. Like, please, can we just go back? Like, please. And she screamed at me for not wanting to go to the Wynn. But we ended up not going to the Wynn, thank fucking God. But I was just like, this.
Are you still friends?
No. Getting dragged to the Wynn against my will, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it then. I wouldn't do it now.
I only went to Vegas. I've been to Vegas twice since living in LA, and I went when I was a kid with my family because there's like stuff to do with
fun,
kids.
It's more
I've never
been a kid.
But I never went to Vegas. I only went to Vegas in sobriety. So like I've been there twice now and each time I've been like, I cannot gaze upon these sights with sober eyes and I don't need to be here. But I did all my partying in Atlantic City because I'm from 45 minutes.
AC.
Atlantic City, AC is a journey. Mm-hmm. And I went a lot. I went like too much. And one time I went for my friend's birthday party and we went down to the pool and it was this like giant, basically like a circular dome
like
with a pool around
pool.
It and a club.
Yeah.
And we all went out.
The club.
Yeah. And a club around the pool. And we went in and they were charging like $40 at the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And they go, well, we have celebrities tonight. And I said, who? And they said, Adrina Partridge and Robin S.
Who's
sings
that?
You Got to Show Me Love, which I was actually excited about.
I like that. That is a celebrity.
She's a celebrity, but fucking Adrina Partridge.
Ceiling eyes. Remember?
She was there. And Robin S. performed Show Me Love in a pantsuit and got up on a platform and just winged it in front of me. And I was dying.
Chic.
She was so chic. But I was like, she's the celebrity, not...
Not Adrina.
Yeah.
Adrina's a star. Remember that deep cut?
Those all those motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about.
Adrina's a star.
Mark my words. You'll rue the day.
Do yourself a huge favor and Google Adrina's mother.
TMZ,
Beso. And you'll get the video of a lifetime.
Beso.
Outside of Beso.
Duh.
Classic.
They go in there and Vanderpump Rules.
They love.
Oh my God, that's where Jax went with that.
Yeah. Oh. Vanderpump Rules picked up right where the Hills left off and decided to just run these businesses into the fucking ground. Anywhere they went on Vanderpump Rules season 1 and 2 isn't even open anymore.
Drina's a star.
Drina's a
star. Fuck you. Fuck all of you fucking cocksuckers. Drina's a star. And she's in there. Oh, God. Okay.
It's an incredible
pop culture moment. But anyway.
Yeah, so Janita is like trying to get a sense of like what Panos wants her to do. He won't tell her, but he will tell everyone that Natasha is back.
That's who I think he was on the phone with.
He was like, hello. And then Natasha was like, I'm coming back. I want to fuck.
Yeah, he's like, Natasha/Natasa is ready to come and back.
Yeah.
And she's ready for another round with Brent. She's like horny for Brent. So she's coming back to love him, which you clearly know she thinks is like a piece of trash, the whole club, but she is going anyway.
Yeah.
And Brent is already nervous.
I feel like this is the same, like maybe shot the same day, and she like left like her lighter there and is like actually just coming back to get her lighter, but Panos is making it seem like it's a different day and like they're all supposed to pretend that it's different now.
So Mike, we realize that Mike has apologized, like they show us that he apologized to Sarah for calling her a six.
Brent, as in the 3 days that we have not seen, Brent and Sarah are now fully like back to flirting again,
which is so, makes me like, I was rooting for Sarah and now I'm like,
I'm like, how much do you have to hate yourself?
Yeah,
if a guy spoke like that about me, I would shank him.
Yeah,
in the night.
but Sarah's like, she's like, yeah, you know, I.
She's like, he's really changed.
Yeah, he's. I see a change in him.
I see a major change in
24
him.
Hours. But anyway, so Brent is like, fuck, Natasha is going to want to like.
She's going to want to fuck.
She's going to want to like grind on me. And
I have to prove to Sarah that like, I'm not. Her. I'm a different man now.
So there, you know, there's already drama. So Alesso shows up in slow motion.
Yeah, Alesso enters the club. And
Oh wait, first we established that Mike is into Jules.
Oh yeah, they're flirting. And Jules
we come in on Jules. Jules had like a dark moment at the staff meeting because she's sort of like Thanos is like, no, Jules, you just the sweetie cutie pie. You just stand over there and smile. And Jules is like, yeah, I feel kind of like infantilized. And
he's basically telling her like, you're not smart. Alesso's type, and like you can't. You're not meant for any of this. Like, just go be a cutie elsewhere.
It seems like Jules is really having like an existential crisis about just being like a basic
white girl. Yeah,
and she's sort of
realizing that
she might be big
world,
in Denver.
Yeah, Denver. She might really pop off and make a splash with clients, but in Mykonos,
it is not.
No
the,
one give
it
a
is
shit.
Not the case.
No one give a shit.
So Jules walks into the sea
with a cocktail
and her bikini on and her name tag on her bikini bra, and she's just in floating around with a drink, just sort of like, maybe I should just let this sea take me.
Yeah, and then Mike comes like paddling over on like a swan floaty, and then it gets established that like they have a heavy duty flirtation going on.
And Mike really like gives us some insight into like what it's like to be a bisexual.
Bi.
And he's like, you know, a lot of girls don't want to be with me because when they find out that I've been with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's like, I'm a bisexual. He's like, I'm capable of loving so much more than most people, but it makes me end up alone. Like, I feel more alone from it.
So Mike's having like the bisexual struggle of a lifetime.
I think it's cool that they're showing.
Yeah.
Like this hot.
It's very elevated.
It is.
Mike's hot.
He's really hot.
But Pano sees Mike and Jules flirting and he goes, I see Mike and Jules flirting. What the hell is this?
What the hell is this?
Panos does not want anyone flirting with anyone.
Yeah.
Unless you're a VIP ambassador flirting with your John.
Yeah. Panos and Lindsay are like, no one's allowed to have any interpersonal relationships.
No.
They are merely vessels for
Save
pleasure.
It. Yeah.
They're like, they're like replicants on Blade Runner. But also, Jules also says, she's like, yeah, you know, I grew up really religious. I grew up Catholic, which so did I. And she's like, I wasn't allowed to speak growing up. I'm like, okay, did you grow up in Gilead on The Handmaid's Tale?
Like,
I grew up Catholic. Like, I guess it's because...
I learned that you don't speak unless someone has spoken to you.
Yeah. It's like Handmaid's Tale shit.
Yeah.
What? I mean, okay.
Jules is like of a different world.
Yeah, she's really questionable.
Gabby tries to get Brent to come over and say hi to Natasha.
Oh, yeah. Natasha's like, I need Brent.
Yeah, I want Brent.
They sent Billy over.
And she's like, this is fine and all, but like, Brent.
I want my man.
Yeah. And Brent like won't go. And he's being like squirrely.
Because of Sarah.
Yeah, but he's also like, you can tell that he loves the attention.
Oh, Brent is living for it.
I hate that they're giving this moment to him.
I know.
It's like such a letdown.
Because last week we were like, wow, the show is like,
it was
ultra
like,
feminist.
Yeah, we got like sweet revenge. Mm-hmm. I was like, Brent's going to fuck down.
Death to all fuck boys.
Yeah, he's going to die on this show. We're going to watch his funeral. And then now he's back.
Center of attention.
He's back. Like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And Sarah's like, I love him.
Yeah, and everyone's like, Brent's great. Meanwhile, he's, of course, the center of attention again. He's like, he goes over to Sarah and he's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. First of all, he's thinking way too much of himself. I don't want to do this. I'm uncomfortable going over to Natasha because I don't want you to think that I'm like, you know, into her. And he's like, because I'm into you. And Sarah literally is like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, do your job.
Do your job.
I really didn't. So he's like, all right. And then Mike, what does Mike say? Mike breaks the fourth wall a little.
What does Mike say?
He says, he's like, Brent, I don't know why Brent's making this such a big deal. He's like, Natasha just wants him to be her escort again.
Yeah.
And
Mike knows
shook.
What's up. And also, like, Brent has the most awkward exchange with Natasha. Like, he goes over there, kind of keeps his distance, makes a joke about, like, booze, and then is, like, scampers off.
Mm-hmm.
Jules tries to, like, kind of get into the fold, like, joins Natasha's cabana at one point and is like kind of shimmying and looking at the camera, then realizes that she's just like drunk and stumbles away.
Blackout.
Yeah.
You said she's blackout right now.
She's fully blackout.
Yeah. Like Gabby, May, and Billy are all like pumping, having fun with with Gabby Natasha
picking up where Brent left off and like fully trying to put the moves on Natasha.
I know. And poor Jules is just on the end, like, just she can't get a.
I called her Devin this week.
Yeah, you did.
Because she looked like a Devin to me.
She looks like many things. She could be many things. But the poor girl is...
She's lost.
She's having a hard time.
She's very lost. Can we talk about... Alesso sits down in his cabana and then Lindsay applies...
Removes his shoes,
which feels very, like, Middle Eastern.
Yeah, very, like, Mary Magdalene.
She's like, let me wash my feet with my hair. I will dunk my hair in this camel water.
Perfume.
And wash it for you.
She takes his Converse off. His feet are just like
in. He's not wearing socks. He's one of those boys that like doesn't wear socks with like shoes, like Vans or Converse. Yeah. So you know their feet just smell like dirty popcorn. And like, especially him, he's just like a sweaty DJ all the time, jumping up and down in his little sweat shoes.
The camera zooms in on his fucking feet, and Lindsay takes out gauze,
like a medical wrap of some sort,
and wraps his foot in gauze and his ankle. So we're to assume that he must have sprained his ankle DJing, but like it's never really told. And Lindsay goes,
keep it on, don't stand,
you must not take it off. And then she goes, everyone. To her employee, she goes, make sure he keeps it on and he doesn't leave.
She goes, try not to stand.
Try not to stand.
And to stand. He tries to like get up and run away from her, I'm sure, because he's like, why? Like, my fucking friend dragged me here. His sister is a fucking wreck. And like, she just made me take off my shoe and like wrapped my foot with some sort of gauze. And
he seems uncomfortable.
Screaming at me in like almost what seems like another language. But like, and I gotta get out of here.
She's like Munchausening him.
Yeah,
she's by proxying him.
Fully Munchausening him.
And he's clear. He looks she's uncomfortable. Like, he's like, I don't want the world to see my feet.
She's like, oh,
your foot.
I must tend to it. I've been to many wars. I was on the battlefields.
She's so happy once she's done like tending to his imaginary wounds. She goes, I am like doctor. And like, looking around.
I am like doctor.
And she might still be tripping.
Yeah.
She's tripping the whole episode, I think. So then at one point she goes, should we talk about the... Okay.
We need to talk about...
her. The biggest set piece of the whole episode is her getting a rose gold color super soaker.
That is like a champagne gun, mm-hmm. like a champagne super soaker. Well, things start to really spiral out of control. Like, this Lohan Beach House becomes Mother in like a matter of seconds. It begins with like some sort of demon peeking on Molly, who's like covered in sweat,
the sweatiest human ever featured on TV.
Just like fully like convulsing.
And then Lindsay goes, yes. She goes, this is what I want to see.
People have been fun.
She goes, my biggest fear in life is being judged.
What? Okay. Then why are you doing anything that you do? You've literally been in the public eye since birth.
So then she runs over to him after saying that, takes a bottle of champagne and
sprays him down with it. A, like, if you're trying to have like a sexy beach club, also they lie about the pricing of everything. Cause like I read on some website like had like a breakdown of like how much money you should expect to spend. Those seats on the beach cost $17 and a cabana cost $250.
Oh, I could afford that now. And I'm an unemployment.
I know. So think about that.
Cool.
But anyways, if you're trying to make like a chic beach scene, you don't want a Molly demon like jiggling on the bar. Like so, that's like rule number one.
And Panos sprays him down and like it's supposed to get the club hype, but like
everyone kind of visibly backs away.
Yeah, everyone's like, I don't want to get champagne on me.
And is a little bit nervously on edge because clearly this is a man that needs to be like 5150'd or like medically tended to.
Medevac to like Athens.
Yeah. And he's like another sea creature. It's the DJ's brother.
Her mischievous twin.
Soul brother, yeah.
Who's like a deity of debauchery.
Yeah, he caught wind that his like sister had all risen from the dead, and so he decided to come up and join her.
She's pissed.
She's fucking pissed. She's committing his life back down to Hades, but like in
not
this
before
moment,
he gets some
Not
Saturnalia shit going on.
Yeah, like he is like preparing for like an orgy.
Yeah.
Like she eats babies and he just has like orgies.
Yeah, basically this whole day is setting up for like a giant raucous like group sex scenario. So Lindsay, there's only like 20 people at the club at this point.
And they're all, and they're like all very like, far away from this whole spectacle.
And all the employees are like, fuck yeah, this is what I came for. To see Lindsay Lohan letting loose, it gets us all loose. And that's what I want to be part of. Like Mike's filming.
Mike's trying to be really positive about this.
So then Lindsay then is possessed.
She's armed with a gun.
A rose gold super soaker with a Moet.
The champagne bottle yeah. on it. And then I guess she's very invigorated not only by this gun, but also by the fact that the cameras are now just following her.
Yeah.
And she has like her own dedicated camera.
Yeah.
So now she's ready to she's turn on the charm.
So she runs into the restaurant.
Running around like a little muskrat. And runs into the restaurant, pumping this gun at just like patrons that are trying to eat lunch.
And there's this one patron where it's like a nice like middle-aged couple, and she squirts, and you see the woman, and she's kind of like trying
a woman
to play
on
along.
Holiday. Yeah,
yeah, she's like playing. She's like some like Danish woman, and she's like ha 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 ha. And Lindsay's just like, and they zoom in on her face, and she's smiling.
She's smiling.
She cocks her gun, and then she says, she cocks her gun, and
she
then
goes, I feel like Putin.
We paused the show and had to just like scream for a minute.
We both just said like what the fuck to each other over and over.
Yeah.
For a good 10 minutes trying to like parse together like what the fuck she's talking about.
I feel like Putin.
I feel like Putin.
What? So it makes me think like she's had
she's
an audience
partied
with, him.
With
she's partied.
Oh
with
yeah,
Putin.
Remember? Yeah, didn't she interview him?
Yeah, she went to Russia to like for like Russian propaganda state TV.
Yeah, so Lindsay has like hung out with Putin and like kicked back with him,
but
and
she
partied with him.
I feel like Putin
and like to the and knows him well enough that she knows that this is something that he's done.
He likes to get silly,
or she saw him like shoot a bunch of people.
Yeah, maybe she's conflating like two different.
She's like having a memory, like a Red Sparrow-esque memory where mm-hmm. she remembers that like
some dark
Putin like executed
up.
A few people in front of her and they like laughed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did a rail of cocaine.
He poured champagne over their corpses.
Yeah.
Or he likes to get silly in his like
parties.
In his like country estate and like runs around shirtless with a super soaker full of alcohol.
Yeah. Either way.
What it confirmed was Lindsay
knows him
personally and has like been away on trips with him.
Yeah, knows him well enough to be like, I feel like Putin,
the dictator of Russia.
Yeah, that's like if I chain smoked a ton of cigs and like fucked my ex and then had a meltdown and then I was saying I feel like Dodie because it's like I know what she
yeah.
does. This is the same thing,
but she said it in such a, it was almost like
knowingly to a producer, as though they know what she knows, but
yeah.
I feel like no one knew what she was talking about except for her.
I thought maybe she was kidding for a moment, but I don't. Like, I thought maybe she was like, because people talk about how she has like a weird tie to Russia now.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a strange.
It was a very weird thing to say.
It was probably one of the darkest things I've ever heard on reality, on any kind of TV.
Then
I feel like Putin.
I feel like Putin. Then she lines up all the VIP ambassadors and has a firing squad moment with them where she like threatens to shoot them with her champagne gun over and over, but
what
it's like kind of out of juice. Then she finally does shoot them and she shoots Jules in the eye.
She sprays Jules' face with like, Jules just gets all over her face.
Jules gets blasted right in the retina with champagne.
Poor Jules is having a really dark day.
She's like in the sand and then using Gabby's skirt to like wipe champagne out of her eye.
She's laughing.
She's
like,
laughing.
Like, ah.
She's clearly drunk. Then she like gets up and stumbles off and is like, yeah, champagne in your eye like really hurts.
What did she do all day?
She just got wasted and hung in the sea.
But I think the firing squad.
She awkwardly sat next to so many people.
Yeah.
And like, I'll bet a bunch of people left Lohan Beach Club that day and they were like, all had the similar experience of like when this like really gangly, like pretty blonde girl like drunkenly sat next to them and didn't say a word, but just like smiled and nodded. Had a name tag that said Jules. And then like they were like, hey, what's up? And then she was like, and then like walked off.
They were all like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
Who's that weird white girl?
That one girl.
It's funny because if Jules had been on the show, like if this show had been on 10 years ago, Jules would have been like
it.
Like the Kristen Cavallari, and now because like thankfully times are changing, she's just like not.
No,
it's kind of great.
It's great. I mean, it shows how far we've all come.
Yeah,
the downfall of Jules.
We all know Jules, but the firing squad thing gives me maybe proof to your theory that she saw Putin. She's reenacting her trauma.
Yeah,
of watching people get lined up and shot point blank by Putin.
She's trying to turn her like worst moments into funny moments, mm-hmm, in order to process them. Like this is Lindsay's comedy, like, you know, like this is how she does it.
Maybe she'll do stand up soon.
I pray to God that she does stand up. That would be see a it. Gift. I'd go see it. Alesso then leaves. He's there for a total of like 4.5 minutes.
He did a solid for Mike.
Yeah. And then he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. She tries to squirt him and he's like, no.
He's like, get away from me.
I took off your weird gauze.
And then she has like a one-on-one moment and she's like,
Alesso is like family friend. And like, when we hang out, it is like old times. It is like family. We are a family here.
This is what I want.
He invites Lindsay and a bunch of Panos and like three of the people
to his show.
He
didn't invite them. Brent called his like connect at the Wynn.
Oh.
And then like the booker at the Wynn gave him +2.
Right, right, right. And he picked Janita and Sarah to go with him. As
if
like
someone came up to me and was like,
want to go to...
Guess what?
We're going
I
to
called
Alesso.
My guy at the Wynn. He gave me a +2 to Alesso tonight. Want to go? I would actually...
Bring your friend.
Mortal Kombat myself. Reach down my own throat and pull my spine out through it.
I would have an alien from Alien bursting through my chest.
Pop out of your chest and go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And then come back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No!
And back into me.
And you're like, no thanks.
No thanks.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. So the VIP gang gets a day off. Sarah's fully forgiven Brent.
Yeah, the
who she calls Brett.
She calls Sarah, if you watch it, Sarah thinks Brent's name is Brett, which is amazing.
She's like, Brett has been really cool ever since he apologized. I really see a change in Brett.
Brett's kind of a great guy.
She's like, he's actually like, Brett's pretty nice at the end of the day.
Brett's taking me and Janita to Alesso. I love that Brett's doing that for us.
VIP Alesso with Brett. Don't mind if I do. I'll bet, I would venture to say a majority of the VIP ambassadors don't know each other's name.
No, I mean, Lindsay doesn't know. Remember last episode when he's like, you know, what did he say?
He's like, or Gabby's like, one of the girls, or when Lindsay goes to Gabby and she's like, one of the girls is upset. And Gabby goes, May? And she goes, one of the girls, just like girl.
No, but then remember when Panos was Skyping Lindsay, or Skyping, FaceTiming Lindsay, and goes, you know Brent, the guy, and she goes, oh, yes, yes. No, she doesn't know.
She has no idea. Jules has like a cold. At one point, like, I believe her immune system is not meant for Mykonos. And yeah, halfway through the episode, she has, like, a visible stuffed up nose.
Maybe that's why she was so drunk.
Yeah.
Because she's, like...
She's, like, on, like, European...
Antibiotic.
Yeah. And cough syrup or whatever.
She's robo-tripping. She's drinking lean.
She's literally, like, I like Mike a lot. Like, he's really cool. Like, Mykonos is just chill.
Yeah.
And then at one point...
Mike is, like, so cute, and, like, I just, like, I'm really, like, vibing. I think he's just, like, really open, and, yeah.
Something it's I love like, about being here is just, like, hanging out with Mike.
Mike is, like, honestly, I think out of everyone, we've, like, connected the most, and, like, he's, like, my friend.
So, and then at one point, too, later on in the episode, Mike kind of has, like, a stuffy nose.
Yeah, they, like...
They both...
They gave each other, like, mono.
They gave each other mono, or they're just, like, blowing rails together.
I think it might be the latter.
That are cut with, like, deworming agent that's, like, having a negative reaction in their sinuses.
Oh, my God. Well, Jules has mono.
Jules fully has mono.
That's my new theory. It was, like, back in middle school, like, I feel like only the cool kids had mono. Ugh,
I prayed for
I know.
Mono.
I wanted mono, too.
I told my mom I had mono 2 different times and then forced my parents to go take me to the doctor so I could get tested for mono because I was like, I know I have
but you
it.
You didn't have
I,
it?
No, I never had it in my life.
Same.
My little brother got mono.
Fuck him.
And then he got Guillain-Barré, like a fully, like it attacks your nervous system. He had to go to the ICU for 9 days.
That's chic.
It was.
I'm kidding. That's horrible.
It was pretty traumatic for him.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. No, I'm like, totally kidding.
Fuck you. Fuck off.
No, it's that's horrific. But
no,
like,
but like but that's our, like what can happen with mono. I love like wanting to be like so sick when I was younger.
It's like I'm anemic. I actually like, am anemic.
You are?
I found out recently.
Oh my God.
But mono was like kind of a status.
Mono was only the chic people had it.
I remember this girl in my class came in one time and was like, yeah, so I have mono. And she just looked really tired. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, that looks great.
I know a popular girl in my school, too. She had mono. And I was like, if she can get mono, I can get mono.
Jules has mono. Anyway.
Jules is riddled with mono.
But they also mentioned that they're bringing in a new ambassador.
Oh,
which
yeah.
we totally glossed over. His name is Alex. And Panos calls Mike and is like, hey, Mike, we're bringing in someone new from LA and I think you might know him. His name is Alex. And Mike gets that look of like, oh, yeah. You know the look someone gets when you say mention a name and you're like, oh, you fucked that person.
Yeah. Mike immediately. Gets really squirrely. He like curls up.
He curls up with a pillow.
Bounds to life. He's like,
he blushes.
He's like, who, me?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I know him. And it's really cute.
Yeah. And he's like, we may or may not have like kind of fooled around. He like bats his lashes at the producer and the yeah. producer instantly falls in love with him.
He goes, yeah, we were just drunk and horny at a Christmas party at where we worked. But yeah, we came into ourselves while working together in West Hollywood.
And he's like, I think he has a boyfriend now. And like, I'm not trying to break up that relationship. But you know, like things happen when you're drunk and horny.
Yeah.
And so, I love Mike's energy.
Yeah. Mike is ready.
Ready to fuck.
He's ready for him to come. He's ready to fuck Jules. He's ready to fuck him. Like he's
Mike
ready.
Will fuck anyone.
Yeah, he's on it.
I love the way he presents bisexuality as an opportunity to love more people because it is, but it's also a huge opportunity to fuck way more people.
Yeah.
Which I think is like at the forefront of Mike's mind. Because mm-hmm. later on in the episode, he's like, I'm not looking for love. I'm not looking for a relationship. Like, I'm trying to keep my options open.
Yeah. And he's.
Which, no shade. That's great.
He is great. And we later find out that he like just recently came out as bi.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's
newly bi.
I think he was gay first and now he's exploring. Which is cool.
Everyone goes out to dinner prior to Alesso. And then the non-Alessians go just to like a nightclub in Mykonos.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and Jules...
Make out. And that's how they get... They give mono to each other.
Jules gives Mike mono. And then Mike goes, you're a lot sluttier than I thought you'd be.
And she's like, thanks.
She's like, totally.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's gorgeous.
Because it's Mike, you're like, he doesn't mean it in a mean way.
No, he means it in like a complimentary way.
Yeah, he's
way.
Like, you're open. And yeah. it kind of, but also what it did was for us, it redeemed Jules for us. Because he
Jules
was saying,
back.
Jules is down. She
Jules
doesn't care.
Jules is down. She loves it. She also has like a fun, flirty way of dealing with it. Like later in the episode, she makes like a funny comment where she's like, I'm possessive or something like that. She's
yeah.
like, you're not paying attention to me, but you know, she like loves it. And I was like, Jules is living my dream.
Yeah.
I feel like Jules is me and I am her.
You see yourself in Jules?
I'm her parasitic twin.
Oh my God.
We were separated at birth. We're both tall.
Blonde,
love bi guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Jules is like the bizarro me if I were to pursue a career in reality TV. I would for sure get mono immediately after being. I'm always the person that gets sick in those kinds of situations. Yeah. Like any sort. Like I went on like a EDM cruise.
You immediately get strapped.
Oh, I got strapped like within 48 hours. I had the worst case of strep throat of my life.
Oh, with your friend.
Yeah, I went with Jake Shears and went on Holy Ship, which is like just a rave at sea. And
are there drugs?
There were so many drugs.
How'd they get them on? Oh,
I don't.
International
people
waters.
Just sneak them in.
Yeah,
I don't ask questions. I just take.
Yeah.
The drugs and then made out with this really hot guy and then immediately got strep throat and was like down for the count. Any situation like that, if I go too hard, I go all in. I fully commit and then get just like so sick. It's the way of the white girl, I think. Me and Jules.
You literally like. Goes to the bar for 5 minutes, just immediate tonsils glands, lymph nodes exploding.
Oh, fully.
Like lymph nodes the size of a water balloon.
It was so awful. And it came on like, it came on kind of slowly. Like it was like we made out and then the next day, like there was one, it was very Firefest adjacent kind of, because it was like day three, you get to like party on an island. Like you go off the cruise ship and onto like some random island in the Bahamas. And then like, where there is like a pirate ship and then some DJ.
Oh, it's like Below Deck.
Yeah. Then Diplo DJs. And then like everyone is like, woo, on the island. Then you get back on a ship that takes you to the big cruise ship. And I like started the day, like got onto the island and was like, something doesn't feel that right.
I'm getting like,
I was like, this doesn't feel good, but like maybe it's just like I'm dehydrated or something. Then by like 4 p.m. I was like having like cold chills, and we were, and like 5 p.m. rolled around and I was like back on the ship, like going to back to the cruise ship, but like all the DJs from the festival were on the ship, like a lot of hot ones and like a lot of trolley ones. And then like the fat Jew was there. And then there was me with like strep throat. And I was like, oh my God, like,
the last thing you want to say.
I think I'm dying. And then waited to get back on the ship, at which point, like, Jake's like, let's go eat some dinner. And I just like tried to eat a bunch of spinach because I was like, maybe this will
help. I'm having like, full wretches, right?
No, yeah.
I'm like retching in the corner.
Finally, at like 6:30 p.m., I was like, I'm dead. Like, I'm fully, like, this is the end for me. And curled up in the bed in like the ship cabin and tried to sleep for like the next, until like 7 a.m. when we had to wake up and like get the fuck off the ship. When then I slept on a floor.
Wait, the cruise is only 4 days?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that is the worst. I'm sorry. That is
so awful.
One of the worst stories I've ever heard.
It was bad. It started off.
It was a great story.
So promising.
I just mean like it was. It's a really dark story.
No, the progression of getting so sick and then having to travel from Fort Lauderdale to
L.A.
Sick
with strep throat.
With strep throat.
Cruise sick.
Strep throat of my life. Cruise sick. I saw the guy who gave me strep throat. He was like, "Hey," and I was like, "You gave me strep." And he was like, and then just like walked off. Then I tried to eat like a Chick-fil-A at one point, and it was like scraping down my throat with every single bite. Was like, felt, I was like, it's my throat bleeding.
Oh,
I spent the whole flight on the plane.
I feel like I have strep now just hearing this story.
I spent the whole flight back on the plane. Like my mouth was open because I couldn't breathe through my nose. And I was just like openly drooling down my own face onto like my chest.
My uvula is the size of a tire right now.
I like slumped back into my apartment and then just like tried to forget everything.
Oh,
and that's what happens.
Don't go on a cruise.
Don't go.
Oh, cruise.
Be careful when you go on a cruise with a bunch of 20-somethings and you might have like not the strongest immune system. Oh. You make out with a guy, he gives you strep.
I am having a nightmare. Jules is a cruise girl. She's a cruise sick. She has cruise sickness on land.
Also, like,
everyone that goes on a cruise immediately gets like diarrhea.
No, and also like, to add like just insult to injury is that not only are you getting sick, but like fat Jew's like running around having the time of his life in your general vicinity.
Fat Jew's like doing Molly with Diplo, and you're like,
fat Jew is doing Molly with Diplo, literally like do like making millions of dollars doing God knows what the fuck what, and you're literally dying of strep throat. That is what hell is truly like.
And that is a that's a dark irony.
Just like try and put yourself in that situation.
I feel like my immune system just decreased 50% hearing that story.
And I'm strong. I'm stronger now, probably because of that. Because
you're strong as it is.
I'm stronger in so many ways, but like going through, like,
just take Airborne constantly.
Yeah, white girl vacation sickness is real, and I'm just saying that I know what Jules is dealing with, and I've been there, and that's it.
Thanks for listening. No,
thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That was a great. Oh my god.
So yeah.
So we go over to the Alesso concert where Panos joins Brent, Sarah, and Janita.
Yeah, and they're all sitting VIP, and they're feeling so chic because they're in. This is the hottest event of the night.
Even Panos is excited.
Panos is so excited.
He's like, we're here to represent the club. That's why we're here.
He's like, I am working. Are you all working? Yeah. I am working. I am working 24/7.
And then we cut there. You know, it's like a typical like EDM concert. And then we pan over to the to the stage. And guess who's behind Alessia with a neon glow-in-the-dark flower crown?
Waving her hand up and down.
Lindsay!
Lindsay.
Lindsay's just there.
Lindsay, you cannot. If Lindsay comes into a club, she's going to the DJ booth whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
That's where she feels most at home.
Mm-hmm. I saw her. Okay. Another story.
Yes.
I was at this place called Brooklyn Bazaar in Greenpoint, like Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah. I knew that place. Yeah.
And it was like a rainy Saturday. My friends and I went to meet my old roommate, and she was there with her friend who was selling jewelry. And this band was playing that we knew. Like, we knew the guys in it. And it was just like it's a cool space, but it's not like a major. And Lindsay Lohan walked in with an entourage, and she was wearing full leather, and she walked right by us, and she looked so good.
Powerful.
And she went into the only VIP room, like, it wasn't even a VIP room, but the only place that you could say was VIP, Lindsay went. She went behind, like, and a band was playing that, like, no one...
She went to, like, if there's, like, a table set up with, like... Lindsay will just go stand behind the table.
I think it was like a storage area that they like were like, I guess this can be our VIP. Like, Lindsay probably called ahead and was like, do you have a green room or something? And they were like,
they're like, there's a tent to the side.
I think some band was playing after our friend's band, but like that was, she was there. I don't know what was going on, but she went back there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, only Lindsay could find the only.
She's there to go to the most exclusive space. Mm-hmm. And at this one Alesso concert, the most exclusive space is right behind Alesso.
Literally, her head is like on his shoulder as he DJs.
It's like basically Lindsay's set because she's like the draw there. Mm-hmm. Like, if I was just randomly found myself in that place, I would look up and then say, oh my God, is that Lindsay Lohan? And then I would be so happy.
And I was just, you know, I would...
Yeah, point at her and just scream.
I'd rave.
But Panos... Okay, so... Alesso's DJing. Also, can we just like have like a moment of silence for how Jules always calls him DJ Alesso?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Poor Jules.
Jules just doesn't get it.
Panos, Brent and Sarah start like
they
noodling.
Start making out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brent asks her to be his girlfriend, and he's like doing that gross dance that guys do where they like put their hands up, but they put it like over the girl's shoulder, and they just like shimmy side to side. They love doing like that with like a short girl. Like they're kind of owning her space. They're claiming her as their own.
There's like an invisible wall around her that he's patting.
Yeah,
and he's like he's like kind of boxing almost, and he's like, yeah,
now.
He's like, beating the beat. You're mine now. You're in my orbit. Sarah is like also not on his page.
No,
he says she's in his like, testimony, he goes, I kiss her and I'm glowing. I'm like, oh my God.
He leans down to kiss her, fully just sticks his mouth onto her nostrils and sucks in, then realizes that that's not her mouth and adjusts accordingly.
And she's
it
like,
looks
yeah.
like the worst first kiss of all time.
Well, she's like, he's a good kisser, but then she's clearly
you
like,
can tell
but
she's
I'm not.
Lying.
Yeah, she's also like, I'm not really into this.
Yeah.
Like, he's cute and I'll keep flirting with him, but he's like, she's fully my girlfriend now.
Why is she even giving him the time of day?
I don't know.
He talked so disrespectfully about her.
He literally called her gum on his shoe.
Yeah. And she's like,
and
this
said she
is
needs to lose 7 pounds.
And said that she was a 6.
She said, yeah.
Like, this is like,
these
guys
are,
just get such a
back,
pass.
They do. And he's not even cute. He's not even cute.
No. He's hideous. He looks
he's
like
not
a thumb.
Cute. I'm sorry.
No.
And I know it seems like we're like Brent haters. We have a bias, but
we are Brent haters.
But that's true because we do. We do have a bias.
Yeah.
But he is fully like, okay, now we're in a relationship. And Sarah's like, no.
Sarah's like, no.
And then from behind them, we look at Panos.
Panos
is pissed.
He's furious.
He's like, they're making out. What are they doing? We're in public. They're representing the brand.
Yeah. He goes, I don't give a shit about their relationship.
He goes, Brenton, Sarah, I don't give a shit about them.
Lindsay, it then, pans over to Lindsay behind the DJ booth.
From across the club.
From across the club.
Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye has zoned in on Brent and Sarah making out, and she is also furious.
She's like, this is not going to fly.
No.
So she basically had like Terminator vision and like sized up. Like, it's like Lindsay has vision for like anyone who's having attention that's not on her or mm-hmm. or like attention on each other and having a good human moment, Lindsay zeroes in on it, is immediately disdainful.
Yeah.
She's immediately like, resentful.
I must destroy
that.
Janita's doing a great job, literally going up to everyone and going, hey, have you ever heard of Club Lohan?
Yeah, Janita's working, but they're not noticing it, of course, no. because Panos and Lindsay are just both fixated on Brent because they want, it's like total, like they want to break, they don't want them to have any...
No human connection.
It's like those cults where they don't let people fuck.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
it's like
you can't have...
You only fuck who I say you fuck. Or you me. Don't have agency. Yeah. yeah. So they're like... Janita's like kind of playing it. They'll just like fuck with her until she breaks. But Brent and Sarah, they're going to like have to try harder.
Yeah.
And they're both realizing it in that moment. Like...
Just that shot of... We know that we see Lindsay just across the club, like her eyes narrowing.
Yeah. What is going on?
What is going on?
I don't... It's not going to fly.
Mike picks up Alex from the airport, and Alex is hot. Hot.
He is so fucking hot.
He's the kind of hot where he can take a selfie that's upside down on a jungle gym and still look hot.
He's been in the jungle gym for 20 minutes, and all the blood has rushed to the tip of his head, and he still looks hot.
He still looks completely fuckable.
And he's like,
I literally turn my face to like a 90-degree angle sideways and turn into a ghoul.
Me too.
And...
My hairline.
People are just so hot. They can just like.
Look at it any angle.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's really unfair.
And he has, and he's not like, he's muscular, but it's like real, just like natural looking.
Yeah.
And he has like nice, like
he's
shaved chest and nice pecs.
He looks very familiar.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen him on Santa Monica.
I'm like, do I know him?
Like just walking down to like Starbucks, I've seen him.
Is it just like he looks like a lot of other gay guys that are around this zone? Or is it that...
He's unique looking though.
Yeah.
And he works at the Abbey. And he's friends with Mike's. And when Mike goes to get him at the airport, there's like, it's like a little broke back. Like when Ennis and Jack like yeah. kiss each other. And
they have like a really meaningful like embrace.
Mm-hmm. And Elma is watching from, Jules is Elma watching from, watching from the room.
She's like, you took the baskets.
Yeah.
But you didn't fish. On them.
Yeah. There ain't no fish. There you didn't go up there to fish.
Jack Twist.
Yeah. Jack Nasty. Alex Nasty comes.
Alex
and
says he doesn't understand the bisexual part of Mike.
Well,
he just knows Mike as a gay man.
First, we establish that Alex, he gets to the house and he starts drinking, and everyone's like, and Janita's like, God, he's so hot. He's so my type.
She immediately goes up to him and she is
tries
like,
to hit on him.
Literally, we all need to take notes from Janita's way of like hitting on someone, because I was just like, this is it. Like, this is me next time.
Yeah.
Actually, this has been me. Prior to where you're like, what's your deal? Like, where'd you come from?
She goes, are you single?
Like, I'm gay. And then you're like, fuck.
She goes, are you single? And he goes, no, I have a boyfriend. And she goes, okay. And then she just walks away.
Yeah, that's like literally my life.
But he discloses that his boyfriend and him have been together for 3 years, and he basically flaked on like some like trip they've been planning for a while to come to Mykonos for 3 months. So like, obviously that relationship is like,
it's on the down.
Yeah,
on
so
the downswing.
So something's gonna happen with him and Mike,
or something's gonna happen with him and
Brent?
maybe anyone. He seems like he's in an exploratory mode.
He is.
Brent desperately wants to fuck Alex.
Well, so Panos the next day at work. Oh yeah. So Mike kind of discloses that to Alex that he's come out as bi, and
yeah.
Alex is a little like,
Alex is like, okay, sis.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really get it, but cool. If that's what you need to do. Like he's a little dismissive, and
yeah, he's like, live, laugh, love, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to work.
So the next day at work, Panos assigns Brent. Or first, Panos assigns them. He's like, these Italian models who have millions of followers, which I don't believe.
He goes, I have four Italian models coming to the club. And Panos is looking great, by the way.
He is.
He's wearing a white hat. He's mm-hmm. wearing like a white loose shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like looking stunning.
He went to bed really early the night before.
Yeah. And he drank a ton of water.
Yeah.
And he's up and about. He's on fire. He immediately singles out Brent and Sarah, calls them out for making out, and forces them to break up in front of everyone.
Perfect. A public dissolution of their attraction towards each other.
He goes, that is not going to fly.
He's like,
you, what you're doing right now, your little make out, we don't do that.
And then Brent goes, do you want us to break up? Do you want us to do it right now in front of everyone? And Panos goes, I don't care what you do.
He goes, can you do that?
And they do.
And they do. Then, as punishment, he makes Brent pass out flyers for the rest of the day.
With Alex.
With Alex. And that, I think, Brent is excited.
Yeah.
He there's a talks moment, about there's... Alex in a way that he has not spoken about any other man. Like, everyone is infatuated with Alex.
Yeah, they're all like, they're all terrified of him because they think he's going to threaten their position. Because Lindsay and Panos tell them, we're bringing in a new guy to scare you.
To scare you and also let you know that you're all disposable.
Yeah, so they bring in like a hotter, an upgrade of all of them.
I've literally been listening to nothing but like cult themed podcasts, and their tactics are exactly what like they do in like Nexium, in this other cult podcast that I've listened to. Like, they're fully like just like fucking with these people.
Yeah, it's like show them that they're not actually people and that they're like just disposable objects.
They're cogs in the machine.
So Alex and Brent, they start hitting it off as friends, and they're passing out flyers, and then they get lured into the Italian influencer cabana.
Yeah, the Italian models show up.
We're
like on what?
Look, I'm not a model. Like,
guess
I'm not.
What? I tried to model and it turned out horrifically. But any
your modeling pictures are iconic.
I was like, oh, if these people are called models, then I'm fucking Giselle.
Basically, they just look like any other person.
They just look like random women that were coming out to like hang.
And they were, but you know, we were told that they were models. So I guess we were just like, you know what, we'll go with it. But we were a little sus.
I feel like model is code for just like.
Rich
yacht girl
influencer, or
like, I don't know,
someone with like 40,000 followers on Instagram.
I think anyone can be a model.
Yeah,
at Lohan Beach Club.
That's true,
and I kind of love that.
I do too.
If you and I go there, they'll we'll just call say we're us models.
Oh my god,
we're models.
We need them. They do a podcast about just about us.
Just about us. They're models and podcasters.
I literally
gotta go there.
I know.
There's no world in which I mean, look.
Would they give us VIP treatment?
Lindsay doesn't like to be judged, so I feel like she would not like this podcast.
She would hate it.
Yeah.
Panos would like get it.
Panos, I think, would love it.
Because we make... Because we like
Panos. Because we like him.
I love Lindsay.
I mean...
I just am...
But
I'm
also, Lindsay is posting a lot on Instagram lately, and she goes, tell me how you feel. What did she say? She goes, I don't get mad. I never get mad. And so I was like, okay, well, that's like what we're doing.
And that's like not a...
And guess what? I'm that's here...
not true?
Yeah. I mean, I think it changes day to day. I think we could get VIP treatment.
And no, but I think she gets mad.
Everything's like very affordable there.
We can we'll wear disguises.
We'll wear full disguises. Yeah. I'll dress up as you and you dress up as me.
Okay.
And we'll really...
No, I'm
going to
dress up like Tilda from Suspiria.
You dress up as Tilda.
In the black gown with the...
With the long pony
and black tap shoes.
I'll dress up as Lindsay from like another era of Lindsay's.
Dress up as Samron Lindsay.
Okay.
With like a little like rawness above your
like a little bit of ruddiness from all the blow. Like a sandy blonde hair.
Yeah, like sandpaper was like maybe.
Yeah. And just like screaming at everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
So Brent and Alex, Brent keeps talking about how inspiring Alex is because Alex, they get drawn into this cabana with the Italian girls. They love Brent and Alex. They love Alex. They freak out over Alex.
And they make them take 4 shots in a row.
I think like 7.
They're taking so many shots. Mike's and there. Drinking champagne.
Mike is all over them too. And Mike kind of has a moment where he looks at Alex and goes, are you okay? Or no, Aristotle.
Yeah.
Aristotle says, yo, are you okay? And we see Alex is blackout.
Alex is kind of tearing up and looks like he's either entering the blackout or going to puke.
He's also probably been like, he's still jet lagged.
He's so jet lagged.
And he's like, oh my God, I just took 7 shots with these Italian people who are just insane.
And instead of like going to the dark side, he just decides to like fully have like a sexual...
Romp.
Awakening.
He makes out with girls. Mike kind of
like
gets
dancing with them, like grinding with them. Like, you have a theory that you said, which I think is true, that by the end of Lohan Beach Club, everyone's gonna be bisexual.
Yeah, I think in a way it's like pushing. It's I've never really seen a show like this where it's pushing sexuality a lot and like challenging people's expectations.
Yeah, the more sexually open you are, the better.
It's like it's. it sort of almost feels like the earlier Real Worlds when they would have like Danny on like New Orleans or like someone who was like, you know, gay, but like also like flirted with women and like was sort of like somewhere in between. Yeah. And like it was sort of, it was like a little revolutionary. And I'm not saying the show is revolutionary, but maybe I will.
I mean, I'm here for it.
I think it's cool. Genuinely think it's cool that Mike is so unabashedly like presenting his fluidity. And
yeah,
and Alex, you know, gay guys make out with girls, like that's, you know, I've seen it, I've done it, but whatever. Like he was like, he seemed like kind of like
he seemed comfortable.
Yeah,
I think that it's like the messaging is the more sexual the better, and the more sexual the more money you can make.
Yeah,
in Mykonos,
that's Lindsay's orientation.
Yeah,
money. I mean, but Lindsay
and
also
the brand.
But lest we forget, Lindsay challenged our culture's expectations of her when she was with a woman for 3 years.
So true.
I mean, that was,
she doesn't really,
that was kind of
admit that though.
It's a little weird.
Like it's still,
it feels like she's trying to erase it.
Yeah. Like she never fully, she never like spoke to that fact.
Well, right? I saw her get interviewed once where she said, she did some E, Funny or Die had her do like an E Harmony parody where she was like doing a dating profile. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm interested in men and women.
Okay. So oh, yeah, she, I remember that. Yeah.
And she, like, made fun of all her DUIs and stuff. But, like, I think she's in later years, and now and, like, in recent years, she's sort of, maybe because of the cultures that she's been orbiting.
She's, like, a little bit more straight.
Yeah.
Leaning.
I mean, she was in Dubai, I think it's fairly,
I don't know.
But like she was with a Russian guy.
Yeah.
Russians don't like.
That's probably how she knows Putin too, because wasn't that guy from like a rich family?
He was an oligarch.
Lindsay closes out the episode by saying, I love Alex.
I think
he's perfect.
I think he's perfect. I love Alex. He's a very kind man.
He's very so kind.
He is welcome here.
He's so kind and great man.
Meanwhile, she's like, wow, I have a great person who's immediately submissive.
Yeah, fully down for all the sex work required to be a successful human being at this job.
She's just like, her plan is to break them all down until they're sub.
I can't believe that we're only 3 episodes into what feels like, I feel like I've been watching this show for 40 years.
Me too.
Like how many more, like there's must be like 7 episodes to go.
Oh, I think there's 10 full.
Oh, what a gift.
I mean, they're there for 3 months. It's like the
this
real world.
This is only day 6.
No, the real world, they're there for like 7 months, right?
Yeah, I thought the real world was longer.
But yeah, they're there for a while.
They're there for the summer season.
Yeah.
It's August now, I think.
Maybe in Mykonos, summer goes till October?
Maybe. Anything is possible in Mykonos.
Yeah, but
I want to see more of Lindsay's villa, like her late night dinner parties
with all the gays.
Like chops up fish and forces gays to eat like fish eyes. Love that.
An old woman down the road told me about a fish eye. You eat it in your mouth and you get good luck.
You eat it.
You eat it. Eat it now. I want to watch you eat it. Do it now.
The guy like gingerly eats it. She goes,
yes. What do you see? Tell me.
Meanwhile, like when we see her vision of him, he has like a caterpillar on his head that's glowing.
The best truly is Lindsay looking at Panos, tripping her fucking tits off.
I know.
I show up here at 9 in the morning. Someone asked me, did you sleep here? And I said, no, I just up my shit this morning.
Did you sleep here?
It's like,
if
so that means yes.
If that's your first question that you ask someone when they show, when you see them at work, if your first, your gut instinct,
that means you're
like,
never there.
Oh my God, you slept. You must have slept here.
Because you're never here.
Like, did that person who asked her that probably was like, oh, Lindsay slept under the bar last night, or like slept under a table, or like slept in a cabana. Did you sleep here?
When you've gotten to that point where it's like you're,
wherever you are in the morning setting,
mm-hmm.
That's like me meeting someone for breakfast at Hugo's or something, but then them being like, did you sleep here?
Imagine.
Did you sleep here is the new, I'm going to start shadily asking people that.
That'd be a great shirt.
Did you sleep here? Yeah, that is a good shirt.
Like a tank.
Did you sleep here?
That'd be like a fire. I feel like guys that like people at Firefest would wear that.
Yeah.
God, it's such a weird show.
It's really weird. This episode wasn't as juicy as the past two, But there's still gems packed in.
I was fairly shook.
You were shook.
I was shook by a few things.
Well, yeah. Also, Lindsay's like rampage. I like when she gets just like a camera on her.
She's like, it's like her.
See what she does. She gets like
kidney candy store.
Yeah.
She's a little. You see the little starlet.
She squeals.
She loves it.
She squeals and squirms. And
all of the lights.
Shoots the whatever gun is in her hands.
Someone should make a supercut where you just hear all of the lights. Dun 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 dun. And as Lindsay's running with the super soaker in slow mo, turn on the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. You see Lindsay turn off the lights, and you just see in slow motion. I feel like Putin.
I bet someone would make that for us. I could probably make it on my phone.
Well,
things to do.
Well, I'm excited to be back in Mykonos next week.
Back to Mykonos we go. Thank you for going down this road with me.
Mm-hmm.
Week after week, day after day.
Day by day.
Try not to get sick in between now.
Don't get mono.
I won't.
And all you out there.
Yeah, be
don't
safe.
Don't go on a cruise.
Don't go on a cruise. Be careful about kissing strangers.
Don't make out
because you can get mono or strep, mm-hmm, or both.
Or like a stomach virus.
Pray for Jules.
Pray for
she
Jules.
Recovers.
And
what if Jules dies on this season of Lohan Beach House?
What
and
if
they
we
just
got...
give her like a funeral? Like they go out on like a catamaran and push her coffin out to sea.
She doesn't even get to go back with her family.
No.
Let's do a crowdsource and everyone send antibiotic to Jules.
Yes.
Just send a bunch of airborne and like
penicillin
to Jules. Oh, I'm retching.
I love how triggered you are by strep throat.
I just felt this. You were the story was so vivid. That
it was
bad. I felt what you said.
It was really bad. But now it's all better because we're here and we're watching Lohan Beach House. And that's all that fucking matters.
Thank you for letting me do this.
Always.
Bye.
Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.